Good evening, good evening. I hope you and your families are doing well, safe and healthy. With less than a week before Yom Tov, Chag HaPesach, Leil HaSeder, I thought I would share some Divrei Torah related to the Seder, perhaps tie something together which can be very meaningful for the times we're living in right now. There's a comment of the Mishnah Brura which you probably won't believe. It's shocking, and I'll give you the source so you can look it up inside. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Tuf Ayin Zayin Siv Katan Hey. Tuf Ayin Zayin Siv Katan Hey writes the following. Kasav Ashla, the Shla Kadosh writes, Ra'isi mi bnei aliyah, I have seen the elevated ones. I have seen the growth-oriented, inspired individuals. Shehayu menashkin, they would kiss hamatzos the hamaror. They would kiss their matzah and kiss the maror. V'chein asukah, b'knisaso u'bitziaso. V'chein arba minu shuluav, v'akol l'chibuv hamitzvah. Says Mishnah Brura, according to Shlomo, their people, this is a halachic work. This is not a Musar Sefer. This is not some deep Kabbalistic Sefer. The Mishnah Brura puts halacha. There are people who kiss their matzah, kiss their mar, kiss their sukkah when they go in and they leave, kiss all dal minim of the dal minim on sukkahs. And we know people kiss mitzvos. We kiss a siddur, we kiss tefillin at times, we kiss a Sefer Torah. We've been warning people not to do so the last couple of weeks, kissing mezuzos and the like. But says the Mishnah Brura, there are those people who do that. The Mishnah Brura concludes, "Va'ashrei mi she'oved Hashem b'simcha." Praiseworthy is one who serves God b'simcha. Now, as shocking as this might be, I could understand kissing matzah. It might break. Maybe not a great idea. The Dal Minim, how special, how excited we are to do the mitzvah of Dal Minim, the sukkah, the tzeilah de mehemenusa, the shade of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that mitzvah which we envelop our entire bodies on sukkahs. We kiss. We're excited about something, we give it a kiss. But the maror, we kiss the maror, marzu that we eat, the bitterness, the slavery, the servitude, the persecution, the beatings that we endured and suffered, we kiss the maror. How does one understand why we kiss the maror? What's the shla that the Mishnah Brura quotes? La halacha. What does it mean that we're supposed to kiss the maror? So there's a letter Rabbi Akiva Eiger wrote, which is quoted in Haggadah, where Rabbi Akiva Eiger warns or encourages his family and his students to make sure they fulfill the mitzvos halayla properly. There's so many mitzvos. I think there's a chart going around, 110 mitzvos we can fulfill if you have to get created. A lot of mitzvos we fulfill. Make sure you have enough wine in the Dalet Kosos by the fourth cup, it's challenging. And make sure the matzah is eaten properly, the kezias and afikomen. And he says the maror also. The maror is hard. And listen to the words of Akiva Eiger in his letter. The af b'maror, shigam kashalo ksas. It's difficult to eat the maror. We take it on ourselves to serve God with all of our souls. Why should we give it up? Because of a little bit of pain? Because of the bitterness of the maror? And then listen to these words. I fully guarantee. Kimish yasa mitzvah b'cheshek, v'yachshu b'simcha, b'zeh regan mekayim mitzvahs bori. Someone who does the mitzvah with an excitement, with a passion, with an energy, kimaat shlo yargish merirus klal, will not taste the bitterness. Pesach night, and Rav Avraham Shor writes this in his Haggadah Lekach V'Alibuv, Pesach night we attain such a level of emuna. Pesach night we have such a behirus, a clarity, an understanding of what Jewish life and our history, God's role in our lives, we're able to taste the maror without the merirus. We're able to recognize that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, we don't understand why and how. We can't begin to understand, but we know, we believe in the bottom of our hearts that it's for our best. And when a person has an emunah b'tachon, there's no merirus. So yes, we kiss the maror, because the maror itself is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our benefit. We all know we eat korech. And the korech, we know there's a paragraph we say, there's a machlokas, say it before or after. It might be a hefsik between the bracha of matzah and maror. We're supposed to keep in mind when we make that bracha for the korech. So maybe saying Hillel, Zechel Mikdash Kehillel, Hillel, Korech Matzah, Maror, Maybe that's a hefsek. That's a question in the Mefarshim. But we see in this paragraph, the Korich was the Hillel's sandwich, if you will. Why Hillel? There are many Tanaim. Why was the Hillel, Bedafka, the one to Misakin, to institute Korich? So Shlomo Kluger has a beautiful insight. There's a Gemara Brachos of Samach. The Gemara says that Hillel was traveling into a city and he heard wailing and screaming from a house. There must have been a tragedy, a fire, or something. And Hillel says, I know it's not for my house. I know definitively that it's not for my house. And he quotes a pasuk, Nachal Libo Batach Vashem. Someone who has bitachon knows that nothing wrong can happen to him. And Rav Shlomo Kluger asks the question, I don't understand. The Mishnah Avos says, Al Tisyayish Min HaPeronos. Person can never be too confident. Can we be so positive that we're not being punished for something? So how does Hillel get off being so confident that's not coming from his house? Even though Hillel is a great tzaddik, what? Maybe. More than that, Yaakov Avinu. We know Yaakov Avinu was worried. Shema Yigro Machet. Perhaps there was some sin which took him away. So says Rav Shlomo Kluger, this is something more important. Hillel knew that his family understood Gamzul Tova. Hillel knew that his family, no matter what would happen, wouldn't yell and scream, they wouldn't shriek, they wouldn't be broken by any suffering, because they understood and they recognized that Hakol Bidei Shemayim, everything comes from Hashem, Gamzul Tova, Kol Ma'adav Rechon Al-Tav Avid, Tzadik Hashem B'chol D'Rechav, and all the statements that talk about everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does is for our benefit. Hillel instilled that in his family, he educated his family that. Hillel knew with certainty that his family couldn't be wailing and screaming. They would understand that it's for their benefit. So it's Hillel specifically who's able to take the matzah, which represents the geula, and the maror, which represents the bitterness, and put them together. Because often, the maror is only maror at first glance. But we recognize it's part of something bigger. It's part of Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan. We could kiss the maror. In the words of the Shla and the Mishnah Berurah. So much of Pesach is about that understanding that the years of servitude and slavery and persecution were for our benefit. How? Why? Can we understand that? Maybe now, retroactively, we could, but as they were going through it, then too, the Avdus was for our tov, our benefit. I'll close. The word charoses, the letters spell chas and rus. Chas is compassion, and the remaining letters is Rus. I saw an Agada, a beautiful Agada, the story of our Seder, Rav Yechiel Spiro. It's an English Agada. They have it, well, we can't get it from the Beis Medrash now. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Agada. And he said that Rus had a hard life, a very hard life. And so did her mother-in-law, Nami. Nami insisted on using the word Mara, of bitter. Rus stayed positive. She stayed upbeat. She remained optimistic. And when a person remains optimistic, even in hard times, when a person doesn't turn to Mara, to bitterness, they zochet have beautiful things come to them. And Rus had David HaMelech, where the Gemara says he was Naim, he had pleasant zmiros to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what came from Rus. Chash, she had compassion on her spirits. She remained positive and upbeat and optimistic, and through that, she was zochet have David HaMelech who would sing Naim Zmiros Lashem, sing beautiful, pleasant songs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sefer Tehillim. If we could recognize that the Maror can be sweet, we could kiss the Maror, because on Seder night we come to that recognition. We're cognizant of the fact that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our benefit. We recognize that Korach is Matzah and Maror together, because the Maror isn't pure Maror, it's part of the Geula. And through that, we'll be able to kiss the Mara, whether we actually kissed her or not, and we'll be able, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, to fulfill the mitzvah, b'cheshek, b'simcha, and through that, as Rabbi Akiva Eiger promises, b'emuna, we won't taste the meriris, and hopefully it'll be the end of all of our meriris. Have a good night, and have a good Shabbos.